Hello.
Good evening. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about important issues in Hector County. We would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Thank you so much. Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track, in your opinion?
Oh, I really wouldn't know so much.
Okay.
Mostly on the right track, I think.
Right track. Very well, ma'am. There's no right or wrong answer. It's your opinion that counts. Very well.
Okay.
Let's continue. What is the most important issue facing Hector County, in your opinion? The issue that you would like, you know, politicians to do something about?
Making sure that our schools stay safe and that they don't teach critical race theory.
All right. So education issues, very well. Let me answer that.
Yes.
How would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say they're fair.
Fair? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
It depends on who gets in as president, I think. You know, we would be much better off if we could get our oil going again.
I see. Very well. But in your opinion, as things stand now, do you think the economy in Hector County will be better, worse, or about the same in about 5 years?
I'm hoping it's going to be better.
Better. Very well. Let's move on. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I would say somewhat concerned.
Somewhat. Okay, moving on. Thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Hector County, as if you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or just poor. The first quality is offering job opportunities in your field. Would you rate that as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Good, okay. Next one is effective leadership from elected officials.
I would say good.
Good as well. Thank you, ma'am. Availability of affordable housing.
The one below good.
Okay. So the choices are excellent, good, fair, or poor. So that would be fair?
Fair, yes.
Okay. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Say that one again.
Yeah. Remember, these are a list of qualities that contribute to the quality of life in a community. This quality is welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Would you qualify Hector County as being excellent, good, fair, or just poor in that particular quality?
I would say good.
Good, thank you. Quality of public schools.
I would say they're excellent.
Excellent, very well. Natural beauty and physical setting.
Good.
Good, all right. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Those are pretty good, yeah.
Good or fair? So just good or not excellent, just good. Okay.
Yeah.
Public safety and low crime.
I'd say that was good.
Good as well. The availability of cultural opportunities, such as theater, museums, and music.
I'd say that's excellent, I think.
Excellent, excellent, very well. Availability of quality health care.
Excellent.
Excellent, okay. The availability of outdoors, parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Sports, I would say excellent.
Excellent. Very well.
Yeah.
Being able to get from place to place with a little traffic.
That's kind of That's just fair.
Fair. Okay. I believe that's everywhere mostly. Okay, that's fair. Very well. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
I would say those are excellent.
Excellent. All right. So, excellent. And one more in this particular line of questioning, in public transportation. How would you qualify that? Public transportation.
Probably just fair.
Fair. All right. Let's move on. Thank you so much. Please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Families with children. Would you rate that a place to live with for families with children as excellent, good, fair, or just poor?
I would say good.
Good. For recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Well, right now I would say fair.
Fair, okay. People living below the poverty line.
Probably fair.
Fair as well. Racial and ethnic minorities.
Okay, now say the question again.
Yeah, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people, racial and ethnic minorities.
I think that's good.
Good, okay. Young, single people.
I think between fair and good, so I'm going to say good.
Good, okay. So you split in the middle very well.
Yeah.
How about for people like you? Do you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live?
I think it's excellent for us. We have a lot of advantages. We're older.
Okay, I see. So there are advantages for seniors.
Yeah.
Very well. Retirees. Is that, Hector County is a good place to live for retirees, such as yourself? Excellent, good,
yes.
Poor, excellent?
Excellent. Yeah.
Okay. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
I would say that's good.
Good. And immigrants from other countries.
I haven't seen a whole lot, a few maybe, but
sure.
I would say it's good.
Good. Very well. Moving on, ma'am. Almost done. Okay. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Now, could you say the question one more time, please?
Yeah. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
For us, it's excellent.
Right? Excellent. Sure. Remember, it's your opinion that we are interested on. Thank you.
Okay.
Over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I think it'll improve.
Improve. Very well. Economic development. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many communities' benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'd say somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar, thank you, ma'am. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident. Thank you, ma'am. Almost done. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar. Thank you, ma'am. How confident are you in the vision, plans and leadership for community development in Ector County. Would you say you are very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident. Thank you, ma'am. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not very likely.
Not very likely, okay. Not too likely in that case, correct?
Yes, right.
Okay, sure. Because the choices are very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all. So not too likely.
Not too likely.
Okay. Finally, just a few questions about you and your household for the, you know, and we're wrapping things up right now. What is the highest level of education that you have completed, ma'am?
High school and continuing education classes is all that I've had.
So some college?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. And what is your age, please?
I am 72.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
No, no children, okay. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, or other?
I'm Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you, ma'am. Yeah. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
My husband was.
But is he active still?
No, he's retired.
Correct, because the question is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to gas and on the oil industry? So right now, so, yes, ma'am?
Okay. My son sells tools and filters that are used in the oil field. If that counts, I don't know.
Yeah, that counts because it's that includes the gas and oil industry. So
yes.
Your son is working on that. So that's a yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Is your annual household income below $25,000 to $39,999? $40,000 to $74,999 or above $75,000?
I don't know. What is that?
All right. If you don't know, that's okay, ma'am. So you got no idea? I mean, your best estimate would be fine if you don't know.
Around 99, I guess.
So yeah. above 75 then?
75 would be good, yeah.
I'll say about 75 plus. Are you current? This question is redundant, but I need to read it. I have to read 100% verbatim. Are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Retired.
Retired, yes, ma'am. You already mentioned that. Thank you so much.
Yes.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. You have a wonderful night now. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.